Hello and welcome to QCast. I'm Michelle Baker. Jesse Morse went into his first calibration lab in 1964, so he's seen a lot over the years. Here, he starts by describing the latest metrology trends, and later explains why he's worried about the future of the industry.
The most troublesome trend that I've heard about in my participation on the board of directors at NCSL and other organizations that I've dealt with is a huge exit of experienced metrologists because everybody is at retirement age. The schools aren't turning out people who have measurement backgrounds or measurement education. And so it's a growing problem for industry today. The other trend that kind of paralleled that, in an attempt to compensate for it, is the automation of calibration using automation software and more highly automated test instrumentation so that the people who do the calibration don't have to be a scientist. And in my day, when I started off to do calibration metrology, you pretty much whether you're a metrology scientist in physics and math and everything, or even metallurgy in some places. But so the trend today is to try to let the machines do it, and do it obviously less and less expensively. We were talking to a colleague at lunch today. He was mentioning that back in his day, people could take an hour to do a calibration. People weren't very, into this lean thinking kind of stuff. So. And I had to agree with him back when we were into doing very finite kinds of calibrations and really an analytical, making measurements and then analyzing everything about it. Today, it's get it on the bench and off the bench as quickly as possible. I fear, my personal fear is that we are getting to a point where people are losing sight that a calibration at a bench at a cal lab affects the quality of everything that gets shipped out of a company. The least technician in a cal lab can affect the quality of things. And you think about altimeters that are used, instruments that are used to calibrate altimeters on airplanes, etc. There's calibrations are significant throughout the world. Can't get away from it.
And so, are there any sort of things you see moving forward, the future of the industry?
Well, from some of the things I've gleaned from discussions here at this conference that I don't remember hearing as much of in the past is a trend of outsourcing calibration services to independent, otherwise known as third-party calibration companies, where companies are they can reduce headcount and get rid of a lot of redundancies, especially if they've got multiple sites, and they turn it over to the calibration specialty companies, and that those people worry about the parts per millions and that sort of thing. And it's been around forever, but it seems that that's happening more today. I wonder in my mind, though, I've over my history of decades of history, I've seen this before, and I've seen it go, and then it's like a pendulum. Goes one way, and then all of a sudden, everybody wants to bring it back inside. And so this time, though, I believe that because of this rapid expansion of lean techniques that companies are going into, the Six Sigmas and the black belts and stick to our knitting and things like that, I think it's got a lot more wind in the sail to outsource anything that you're not an expert at and make that. Make your working capital look as good as possible. Something I find that typically cal lab management people don't even know what working capital is, so I try to teach it to them. What I'm trying to do is leave behind as much of what I've gained over these years with the younger folks and the younger generations as I can, because I fear that once all of us at our age group are gone, there's nobody to go to.